Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg, Saturday the 7th of June. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. All right, I promise no more long-winded stories. I just really got worked up about that whole thing that happened in Chicago with that person who has friends.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Nice family member. But anyway, that's not why you called. Karen, how are you
good
this morning?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
I was fine. I went to the Second City this past weekend, and I was babbling about a story and a guy I saw this week earlier, but you weren't listening, so we're not going to. Well, where is actual home for you? Where do you go when you want to remember the teenage Karen or the even before that Karen? Where was that?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I grew up on Long Island.
Okay. So that's about, what, 30 minutes from where you are now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 45 an hour, depending on the traffic.
And has the neighborhood looked the same, or how much has it changed since you were? That's what we all do. We go back and we marvel at how things have changed over the years.
Yeah, well, it's funny because a couple of years ago we sold my late parents' house, and all the families that were there when I was there, they're still there, but it's not them, it's their kids, or in some case grandkids. But I mean, of course there's always new buildings and whatnot, and people redoing their houses, but it's pretty much stayed the same, I have to say.
Okay, all right, that's a good thing, though.
Thing, you know, we don't know that. We're learning things about our relatives,
our family members.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Karen, we're just like you. We're sitting here, and we're here in the studio, and we're watching this women's final that's about to take place. Thoughts about what you expect to see here this morning?
Well, I think for both of them, they both have some similar types of issues. It'll all depend on certain things with them. Both of them, issues with their serve. Are they going to actually get first serves in, not double fault? Also with the errors, both of them couldn't be prone to errors. So it really depends who is serving better, who is committing fewer errors, and who is basically concentrating on the court and not having a mind wander. Because even though they have different styles of play, they have similar issues in terms of some errors and their serving. So I think whoever can not have the fewest errors, I know this sounds ridiculous, fewer errors is the woman who's going to win the match.
Is there one that had a more difficult path to the final than the other that may have them better prepared for this?
Well, this is tough to say. In terms of Coco, I mean, she had to play Madison Keys a couple of rounds ago, and you're like, that's like a major final, and she's seeing her in the quarters. That was a tough match and a very error prone match for both ladies. And as far as Sabalenka has been pretty steady this tournament, of course, with the exception of playing Iga Swiatek. That match was back and forth match, a really tough match, and beating the queen of clay and stopping her from getting a four-peat or something else. But again, as I have to emphasize, for both of them, the serve, whoever's serving better, committing fewer errors, is going to win this match. I mean, they're 5-5 head-to-head overall, and 1-1 on clay, 1-1 in majors. It's so close. It's just so close.
Those who are listening to the show and don't know the little intricacies and the nuances of Roland Garros and playing on clay, you talked about these guys and their serve. Is the serve the thing that will be exposed by this surface if it's not on point going into this for these two players? Or is there another part of their game? We know speed is not always the same in the hard courts or grass like Wimbledon as it is on clay. What is it that this surface at this final will expose if these guys aren't on point?
Well, the thing is, with a clay court, a lot of times the terre battue is not even, so you're gonna get quirky kinds of bounces. So even though, you know, oh, it looks like a normal ball's coming in my forehand, it hits a divot or something in the clay and then it veers off one way, you have to really be on top of the ball, because you don't know which way it's going to bounce on clay sometimes. Sometimes it's not consistent. So you really have to pay attention. And I think in that respect, if you're playing like a backcourt kind of game like Coco plays, and she's used to it, they both play decently on clay. So I think it's going to be who can win the rallies, whether they're long or short, and not make many errors. That's the thing for me.
Yep, spending time on the Waypoint.com hotline with Karen Pisana, Tennis Panorama News. She is social. Always find her at Tennis TPM at Tennis TPN. The men's final is all set. Greg has a smile on his face because of who's not there. Is this the men's final you expected to see coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, I did expect this. I mean, they played a final in Rome a couple of weeks ago, and they say that Rome's clay courts are the closest in consistency to the Roland Garros courts, so I am not surprised by this final whatsoever. In terms of looking at both of the participants, Alcaraz beat Sinner a couple of weeks ago in Rome. And but I think, honestly, that Sinner has played this tournament better than Alcaraz has. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's really tight between them. But I think I would probably put, if I were a betting person, I'd probably put money on Sinner. But I think it's going to be a five-set match. I really do. Sinner is just, to me, overall, he's just playing more consistently. Carlos, you know, he can be up and down, and he has all the talent in the world to be the, I mean, he's one of the best players. Sometimes he's not there. I'll just put it to you that way. But it really, really either man, but I would say Sinner because he's played more consistently this tournament leading up into the final.
I ask you both this question because I think he's done. He's not going to get any more majors. We'll see what happens, but I absolutely believe that. So where do you put Djokovic as far as those guys? You got to win a match, and, you know, we play this game in barbershops and all kinds of other places. Where does he land as far as the all-time greats for you, Karen?
For Djokovic?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, he has to be number one. He's had one more majors than any other man. He's won Davis Cup. He's won the gold medal in the Olympic Games. He's won year-end tournaments. He's been a number one in the world for a record 400 and some odd weeks. I mean, there's no question that he is the greatest male player. I mean, you can't not say he isn't. I mean, yes, people have their favorites, like, oh, I love Nadal or I love Federer or whatever. And you can say, yes, they're among the greatest, but you have to say Djokovic is the greatest.
Yep, and I think that's where he lands. Followed a number of people who kind of debated that this week, who they would be, and he ends up at the top of the list. And because of what he's done and accomplished, you put your personal feelings, you know, aside, you know, if you don't, you know, like some things that he does or is represented personally. But with his talent and what he's done on the court, he's earned that part.
Is the argument the players he went up against, and even for me, I have to kind of throw my hands up in the air because he did play against Federer, he did play against Nadal.
Yeah.
They weren't at their peak, but they were still top players, and he came through them. As much as I hate to admit it,
yeah.
It's like holding my nose. Right. It's like saying Barry Bonds a home run, the all time home run champ.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the Barry Bonds stuff.
Yeah, some people say like Larry Holmes being heavyweight champion. Like, well, who did he beat? All the great heavyweights that kind of like faded from the scene by the time Holmes showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
And Tyson too.
Was not the case. It's not the case here. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's what makes me want to walk.
Yeah,
chair,
I mean,
you
got three guys, three of the greatest, all playing against each other and just beating each other up. And here they are, all of them with at least 20 majors. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, Federer with 20, Rafa with 22, and Djokovic with 24. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Again, Karen Pastana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Karen, you'll be happy to know I got this little nugget for you. I saved it. Happened on this date. Sam, it happened on this date.
On this date.
Oh.
Chrissy.
Okay.
Chrissy beat Martina for her 18th and final Grand Slam, which was the French Open. And it was her 7th.
Wow.
Yep.
My question to you.
And that's record for women in terms of winning the French Open in the open era, as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
My thing is, do those two and the rivalry they had make you think about the records? Again, we talked about Djokovic, and he went through those other guys. I don't know if he had a rivalry with one of them, but Serena never really had a rival other than her sister. Correct, coming up?
Yeah, Yeah, that's true. And people tried to make light of other players.
Yeah, they tried to make Sharapova.
Every time Serena would play Sharapova, people would make a big deal out of it. But the thing is, Serena only ever lost to Sharapova twice in the whole career. So
yeah.
It was just so ridiculous. They were just trying to, you know, boost ratings or whatever. Every time we come, oh, rivalry. It's like, what rivalry? You only lost to her twice? Why is it a rivalry? That used to drive me insane.
You know, that's true. That's true. Is there at that time? And just, well, that's somebody that really changed the game, though. You're talking about changed the game, because if you wanted to compete with her, it became a whole different agenda as far as your preparation and the way you had to get ready to play.
You're talking about Serena?
Serena, yeah.
I think that started with Martina.
Yeah,
she was the one first one lifting weights.
Yeah, she lifted weights, but she wasn't around to go into be with her. And also, Steffi Graf came out on the heels of Martina.
Was, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Else.
And that's the thing. I think Steffi and Serena maybe only played once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the matchup that we would deny.
But Venus was better than Serena then, and she played up against didn't she play Steffi?
A number of times.
But, a couple, but not that many. Yeah, they're not. If they were, I mean, Graf, they played a few times, but, you know, you couldn't really say it would have been any kind of a rivalry. I mean, if they had both played at the same time, oh, definitely. It would have been such a really good rivalry. But they're, you know, different time periods.
Yeah. Want to give a shout-out to our home folks here, Taylor Townsend. She made it to the finals with Evan King. And, like, you know, put her out there for doubles, give her a partner, and it's kind of like she's going to get you to the finals. She didn't get to win it all this time, but a big shout-out to her, too.
Whoever pairs with her, they know they're getting somewhere because she's such an excellent doubles player.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to sit back and watch this. Coco wins the first game, but they're just getting started. Karen, enjoy the finals this weekend and all. And thanks for the time during this
French Open. Thank you. And you know who I miss? Arantxa Sánchez Vicario.
Oh, man.
Didn't think you would hear that name when you woke up this morning. You go.
Right.
I miss her. Her and Gabrielle Sabatini. Them legs.
Yeah.
enjoy your day, Karen.
Oh, you too. Bye.
See you later. I do. I miss them. We can talk about, this one, but those two.
Gabrielle Sabatini went into the fragrance business.
Oh, she could do anything
she
wanted.
I'm serious. I'm serious. You got different lines of where was I? Went somewhere, and they had a whole counter of stuff she was marketing.
She could have been selling street tacos. She's got my business. Sam and Greg, we have got a special guest joining us next.
Yep.
Folks in Decatur could not be prouder of the native son, Jackson Buchanan. He is qualified for the U.S. Open, and we're going to speak with him next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.